Okay. So, point to note. I think the app crashes. Right. I think the app crashes when the screen auto locks. Now that's a pain in the backside. Train. What I also am running in the background is Argus to record the route that I'm walking. And Argus uses GPS, that's all. So God knows why that app keeps crashing. Mind you, I am running a beta version of iOS 10.3.3, but 10.3.2 came out a couple of days ago. So Rosie, do you want to go off with Molly? Rosie, got a tick. Go on, you go off with Molly. Go on. So, I was talking about the temperature. And the thing about the where the hell is that coming from? That wasn't there yesterday. Great mound of bricks and... God, it must be about 4 metres high. Talking about the temperature. And I was saying that it's fickle in this country, the weather. So I think, you know, we've had fairly recent rain. And the ground's still damp, and now that the sun's come out, it's humid. So consequently, a bit sweaty on the back of my neck, which is causing the the bit of, I don't know what it is, wire cable, I don't know what it is, that joins the two hoop verse kind of earpieces together to stick on the back of my neck. Normally it's very, very comfortable. In fact, you don't even know it's there. But sticking on the back of my neck, and when you turn your head, it's a pain in the bum. There are a lot of flies out. Go on, Rosie. Where's Molly? I think they're hot. I've got to clip Molly today. Also need to take her to the vet. So you're probably wondering where Sarah is. Well, I said to her yesterday that it's like being a single parent, because she goes out the door at, you know, before 8 o'clock, sometimes half six, and she doesn't come back till 10:20 at night. I might see her for 10, 20, 30 minutes during the day if she's in this area, but so I said I was a bit lonely. It all triggered a bit of depression, actually. I wasn't in a happy place yesterday. She texts me to say that their staff meeting, which is once a month, she texts me to say that at the staff meeting she'd been awarded the Star of the Month. And I thought, well, She's always there when you want her. She gets called in on her flipping days off. She's a carer, by the way, a home carer. She goes around like old people's, I shouldn't say old, elderly, Molly. Elderly people's houses and does whatever for them, you know. Cooking and cleaning and bathing them and, or what, I don't know about bathing, but you know, that kind of thing. So I says, no bloody wonder you're star of the month. I mean, on Saturday, she made 11 calls. A call is, well, it's 50 minutes, but you might as well call it an hour. So there you go. And that's driving in between places from, oh, I don't know, maybe. She's always down Easingwold and Stillington way, but she's got stuff in North Allerton, Thirsk, of course, Welbury, and she's also had a shout at Yarm in the past. So, and you know, there appears to be no logical deployment of staff. So, you know, she'd go from North Allerton down to Easingwold, up to Thirsk, down to Stillington. And that's why we bought her own car. Oh, it's a bunny rabbit. Look. Everybody's Mr. Bunny Rabbit. Molly. So, yeah. Are we still recording? I have to keep checking now. Paranoid. This is the fourth or fifth or sixth time over the course of a few days where I've talked for like 10 minutes and it doesn't save your recording when it crashes, you see. But it's fairly quiet, and what I'm actually going to do is go into town and into a few shops just to record the ambience. Oh, there's two people down here. Hear that plane? There's no monitoring. Oh, hello. What's this? People. One guy with a luminous orange vest. Maybe close all these apps in the background. Clearly chaperoning two, I don't know who these people are. Three people in total. Guy with a vest on. Another guy with a shirt and trousers on. Oh, flipping hell. I'm so glad I'm wearing their t-shirt and shorts today. God, that sun's hot. God, and you think I used to wear a suit in this heat. In Germany. Anyway, I'll finish this recording because we're on 9 minutes. And I will speak to you all later.